Okay, hearing none, do we have any new check-ins or visitors? Go ahead and come now.
Mitchell, WRZ, Whiskey, Romeo, Zulu, Juliet, 579, Central Point.
Okay, that's WRZG 579, and tell me your first name, please.
Mitchell, WRZ, Juliet, 579, Central Point.
Okay, I got WRZJ 579 from Central Point. Are you brand new this evening?
In on the but for some reason I'm still needing to check in as a new person.
Okay, what we're going to do is I've got your information written down, and later this evening we're going to call out for you. Probably here in the next 10 to 15 minutes we'll call out for you and get some more information to make sure you're added to our list. But thank you for calling in, and we'll be in touch here soon, okay? I need any new check-ins or visitors. Please come now.
487 comment.
Go ahead, 487.
Yeah, hi, Michelle. Mitchell is number 140 on the list. He checked in online. That's why we didn't call him, because he checked in online, and Ron just called his name as an early online check-in. So he is checked in. So it's all good, Mitchell, if you hear this. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Okay, great. Fantastic. All right, any new check-ins or visitors at this time, please come now.
Brian.
Brian, go ahead.
WSDA 353 out here in Talent.
Excellent, Brian. You're loud and clear. We will make sure you are added to our list and you are out in Talent. So that's WSDA 353, Brian. Thank you.
You can just leave me as a visitor for the moment.
Okay, fantastic. We'll leave you as a visitor. Not a problem. Any new check-ins or visitors, please come now.
WROL 453, Trevor.
Okay, WROL 453, Trevor, welcome. Are you a visitor, or do you want to be put on our list for check-ins?
You can put me on the list. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Trevor. Hey, real quick, what is your general location? Just a city that you live closest to.
Oh, yeah, no worries. It's Southwest Medford.
Excellent. You are loud and clear. We will put you on our list. Thank you. Any other missed or visitors, missed check-ins, visitors, or new check-ins? Go ahead and go now. Okay, this is WRFN 528 Bravo, and you are listening to the Southern Oregon AMRON Directed Net. Now I'm going to call Kimber 487 to read the AMRON intelligence briefing. Kimber, are you there?
This is WRKV 487, Kimber.
All right, Kimber, thank you so much. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to proceed to read the AMRON intelligence briefing for the week. Please keep in mind that this comes out on Wednesdays, and so it may be a few days old when it gets to you. However, I try and update it when I can. So we are current AMCON level 3. The first source is the Ford Observer. Agencies warn Russia is targeting critical infrastructure. Break.
According to a joint cybersecurity advisory, the FBI, NSA, and CISA assess that Russian General Staff Main Intelligence Directorate, GRU, Unit 29155 hackers are targeting global and U.S. critical infrastructure and has conducted numerous hacks against NATO. Members in Europe, the U.S., and countries in Central Asia, Asia and Latin America with the goal of disrupting military aid to Ukraine. Break. The next source is Knightsbridge Research. A gunman shoots vehicles, shuts down interstate. A gunman opened fire on vehicles traveling in rural section of Interstate 75 near London, Kentucky, on Saturday, leading to several injuries and damage to vehicles. 9 vehicles in total were struck, and the highway was closed for hours. 7 were injured. Joseph Couch, 32, is the primary suspect and is not in custody. Break. The final source is S2 Underground. This is Priority. September 15th, today, a gunman engages Trump in an apparent second assassination attempt. Trump was not injured in the attack. Gunman apprehended alive. On the home front in Florida this afternoon, a gunman attempted to assassinate former President Trump as he was golfing at the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm Beach. Break. An unidentified male approached the golf course with an AK-47 and attempted to engage Trump through the perimeter fence. Details of further events remain unconfirmed. However, initial reporting indicates a small arms engagement occurred between the suspect and the U.S. Secret Service personnel. It is unclear whether the suspect fired his weapon during the engagement, but follow-up on info suggests U.S. Secret Service personnel were able to engage the suspect with suppressing fire before he was able to engage Trump. Break. This engagement forced the suspect to break contact and egress from the area. A few minutes later, the suspect was apprehended via a traffic stop on Interstate 95 after having successfully egressed from the ambush site. The suspect's rifle and other gear were recovered in the foliage at the perimeter fence vantage point where the incident took place. Break. The analyst comments for that wire. He said, as this incident is currently developing, few details remain confirmed. Additional information remains hard to verify due to deliberate propaganda efforts conducted by mainstream media to downplay this second assassination attempt. Initially, most legacy media sources tried to spin the story as being a shooting between two unrelated parties that simply took place outside Trump's establishment. One more break. This is not the case. There was a deliberate, calculated, and planned attempt on Trump's life, as evidenced by the details released so far by authorities. The gunshots that were heard originated from the Secret Service and were intended to neutralize the suspect. It is not known if the suspect was wounded in the attack. Trump posted on social media after the attack, indicating that he was safe. End of report. Back to Ned. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kimber, for that. Okay, we are going to move on to the Channel 3 project. So West 327 runs our Channel 3 project. The Channel 3 project has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327, Cameron 644, Jim 787, Roger 746 are in the Grants Pass area. Dewey 605 is in the Jackson County area, and Forrest 779 or John 889 in the Klamath Falls area. Craig and Judy 605 help with the Illinois Valley check-ins on Mondays with their IVARCnet. Try and check in tonight on Channel 3 and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your tallies to the station monitoring this frequency. Tonight, go ahead and give those to Kimber 487 or Ron 330. The ham frequency is 146.420. All right, we are standing by for the Channel 3 project numbers, followed by the discussion, and then we'll close the net. God bless you, and God bless the Republic. Alrighty, Wes, are you there?
you, Michelle.
Wes, WRKU 327. I'll see everyone on Channel 3 GMRS. Then we'll transition to MRS Channel 3 and finally Ham 146427. Talk to you later. WRKU 327.
Thank you, Wes. Dewey 605, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is 605, and I'm going to start off with the ham channel, which is 146.420, and then we'll work our way to GMRS Channel 3. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Dewey. And then John, 889, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm pretty sure Forrest has got it tonight, but yep, I'm here. We'll be doing Channel 3 for local Klamath Falls check-in.
Okay, John, thank you very much. We appreciate you. This is WRFN 528 Bravo.
WRJY 779 comment.
Go ahead.
So tonight for the Channel 3 check on GMRS, we're going to unlink KF600 from Oregon GMRS. We'll do the Channel 3 check-in, and then we'll relink DDB to Oregon GMRS, and then we'll proceed from there. So at the conclusion of the net, we'll unlink KF600. Back to net.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Kimber 487, are you there?
Yep, this is 487. I will take over. Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate you doing the net tonight and doing roll call. You did a superb job. And so we are going to move forward, and I'm going to be standing by for the Channel 3 project. And any questions, please give a moment if I don't answer, because I'm participating in the Channel 3 project. So at this time, if you would all go to your Channel 3s in your area and check in, that would be very cool. Thank you very much. And I guess Klamath Falls is going to do theirs as soon as I close the net. But I guess I can go through closing procedures. And then we're going to have a discussion afterwards for anybody who has any questions. Break. So once again, please participate in your Channel 3s. Give me a little time to do so as well, and any questions or discussion may come forward in just a few minutes. Thank you, WRKV 487.